Well, you're the chair now.
I am. Let's see here.
So we have a quorum. We could start.
Excellent. Do I call the meeting to order then?
Jeff, you're turning green, by the way. Your screen goes green every once in a while on mine.
All right, yeah, we are in the middle of a home project, and so I'm not in my usual desk space, and so I'm in a slightly separate space.
All right.
So I'll try to stay more still.
Do we want to do a quick round of introductions since we have Natalie joining for the first time?
Yeah, that would be perfect. And I apologize, I'm not in person.
Yeah, no worries.
Jeff Stallard. I work for the county wastewater utility, so I'm the capital manager there, and I live in Westland and have been a member of the advisory committee for just over a year now.
Who wants to go next?
My name is Beau Juneau. I have been lived in Westland for about 2 years now and been on this committee for about a half a year. And I keep promising to show up in person. We'll see if that happens. I'm technically still working, so.
Okay, hey, I'm John Miller. I'm retired. I've been on the UAB since 2011.
Okay.
I'm a retired teacher.
I didn't realize you'd been on there that long.
Yeah.
TJ Landis, resident for 25 years, contractor, been on the board now for about a year and a half.
Great. Well, I'm pleased to be here as the newest member. My name is Natalie Mann. I have lived in Westland for about 4 years now, by way of Southern California and Indiana. I currently work for Iron Mountain, which is the document company, as a revenue manager. So pleased to be here and join you all.
And Eric Lass, Public Works Director and City Engineer. Been here for a little over 11 years now, about a year and a half here in this role. Been on and off with the UAB, but full time now. Yeah.
So call the meeting to order, and the first item on the agenda, and I was trying to pull it up, which is why my screen I guess keeps going green. I'm on a single screen, but we had notes from the previous meeting. See if anybody had any comments or concerns on those notes that were attached to the previous meeting invite.
I don't
Hearing
think so.
no comments on that. If there's no comments, is there a motion to approve those notes?
I'll move to approve the November and March summary notes.
I will second that.
John moved to approve, both second. All in favor? Any
Aye.
objections?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Okay. Notes are approved. And with that, I think Eric, it goes to you for new business, and I apologize. I was trying to pull up that
It's the next one's public comment, but I don't see anybody online from the public, and we don't have anybody here.
No public comment.
Well, I guess we got out of order.
Well, that's what I was trying to pull up the agenda and I'm
struggling. Actually,
we did not approve the agenda.
It was supposed to be approval of the agenda, and then the next one was the approval of the March.
Well, I will make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'm really good at seconding those.
There you go.
So now we're on the new business.
Now we're on the new business.
Which it's sort of new, but kind of old at the same time.
New old business.
So last meeting, we had the presentation from Brian with Consular on the Water Master Plan. Since our meeting here, we've moved along through the process, Planning Commission, and then Council adoption, work session, and then adoption on June 17th. So that is unofficially adopted, in that we don't have, I don't have a final draft yet. I don't have electronic or hard copies to share. So the next steps are for it to go through the Oregon Water Authority for review. Concurrently, this summer, we're working on our SDC updates, and we should be good to go. So.
What is the process, Eric, for SDC updates? What kind of what process does the city follow for that?
It's a good question. So we have FCS group does our SDC updates, and so we follow along with their process. They've subbed to Consular for the updates on that, but really we work with planning for projections on it. It's hard here because we don't have a lot of new growth, right? So I know last time when we did it at our street SDC fee, that the fee actually went down just because of the no new growth,
right?
So
just a quick question, point of order, your SDC is the sanitation.
It's actually system development.
System
development. I guess just that is what the intent of the SDCs is, that growth pays for growth expansion, right? And so it's a way to recollect. If you have to expand your roadways, or if you have to expand your sewer or water, you know, you're collecting those development charges from developers or, you know, residents that connect in, so that they pay for any of that infrastructure that's needed to, that was needed at some point to build to grow the system. So it's the intention is growth goes to growth, and that money is, you can only use SDC collected revenue to pay for those growth projects. And so if it's a rehab of a pump station, SDC monies can't be applied to that because it's not really a growth related project. So just an example of, yeah, of things we see on the sanitary side if you're not familiar with SDCs. There's rules, Oregon administrative rules kind of spell out what SDC can and can't be used for.
Yeah. No, great explanation, Jeff. Thank you, Ron.
Just got finished with my other meeting.
Councilor Bryce joining us here, so.
And then, Eric, what are the next steps of the master plan then? If it was, you know, it was presented to council and accepted, and so then it's finalizing the, what are the next steps, and what, if any, input do you need from this group to move that forward or to get it finalized?
Yeah, so next steps are, you know, like I said, we got adopted through council, and so once we have the review and approval of the Oregon Water Authority and the SDCs updated, then we'll, I mean, really, next time at this meeting, I can present the capital plan. I'd like to get some input on this group's thoughts on. They broke it up in the short term and long range projects, obviously. It's mostly repair and replace. There isn't a lot of large capital projects, and so it would be good to get input from this group on how to proceed with those projects and/or working in conjunction with ODOT and the water line, you know, what and if the rates are looking like. Councilor Bright can maybe add in, you know, throwing South Fork's projects in that mix as well. South Fork is our water provider over at Oregon City.
Okay.
Water off the Clackamas. And it's Oregon City and Westland that actually own South Fork, and they're going through, I guess it's not a new master plan, but they're just kicking off.
Right. They're reviewing the existing water system master plan that they have, but they are also updating the cost, because when the master plan was done, it was done in those, you know, whatever year, 2016,
yeah.
I think. And as we know, construction costs have gone up dramatically. So they are revisiting the cost. They're also going to update their system development charges. So they're going to have somebody looking at that, and potentially there will be an impact on rates. And we're a little different than Oregon City. Oregon City has it split out in their water bill treatment and distribution, and their city charter also limits their rate increases to 3%, but it doesn't apply to the treatment side. So they just do a pass through of whatever the South Fork rates are. South Fork for many years has been able to keep the rate increases to about 5%. So it hasn't really negatively impacted us, but as they go through this new, looking at their capital plans, you know, the water treatment plants are 50 years old, and, you know, so they do have some big capital costs coming up. And they've been kind of looking at it as a little bit of what are the serious failures. If the raw water line fails, then what do we do? Because they don't really have a backup plan for that. Versus the finished water lines, and, you know, so they're looking at it and prioritizing the big capital projects based on where do we have redundancy.
Yeah, and I've approached the city manager and Warren Brighthout, the finance director, about looking to see what the steps are for West Lane to do that as well, because if there are big expenditures on that end, then we can't raise our rates more than 5%. It's going to be what's the term,
bifurcate the bill. So you've got the treatment and distribution, and, you know, we can only control our cost on the distribution side.
Yeah.
We have to pay South Fork the rate.
Right.
So do you have any idea what kind of increase is on? It's like 20%.
No, I don't think it's going to be that much. And I think that they will try to spread it as much as they can over time. And like I said, they're getting ready now to hire somebody to do their system development charges and then the rate study. So they haven't started that yet, but that's in the plan of this year doing that.
Hey, Jeff, back to your question on the SDCs. What question particular about the SDCs and the process did you have something in mind, or I didn't answer that question very well, because it's FCS, I mean, they operate pretty independently, and we're not really in the process all that much, so I didn't give you a whole lot of information, but I'm happy to dig into it more if you have it.
No, it's always a political, I mean, right, politics come into play on SDCs because you want development, you want growth to pay for growth, but if you make them too expensive, then, you know, folks go elsewhere. And so it's just mostly kind of what's the, you know, having only been a part of this board for a year and not really an unknown to me, kind of what's the process there. You know, you look at what kind of growth you have and what kind of expansion you need in your master plan, and you kind of try to come up with a way to develop how that can pay for it, but also not overcharge folks. And so I just was curious about those conversations and what that process looks like on the city side.
Yeah, we're just getting started with the process, so hopefully I'll have more to share on that in next meeting.
Yeah, and I think it would just be good information for our group to understand kind of what that process is, and, you know, how is that determined? And so just a little bit more detail on kind of what they look at, how do they develop those rates? How does the master plan fit into that? So just that's the kind of, I think, just would be good for us to understand that as a group.
Yeah.
So for any of you that don't know, I spent 12 years as the chief financial officer for Clackamas River Water. And prior to that, I worked for the city of Lake Oswego. And I actually worked with FCS Group many times on SDCs and on rate studies. And they do a really good job, and they are very good at clearly explaining how they got the rates. And from my experience on the finance side, when you have a new water system master plan, is the perfect time to do the system development charges. But I think you can have it broken up into reimbursement and improvements, so that it doesn't have to always be for growth if you have a reimbursement portion, but I don't think Westland has a reimbursement portion.
Right.
I don't.
Can you look at it as if the growth impacts the current? And so I guess what I'm trying to say is the cost of the growth isn't just the new structure, it's maintaining the old structure so that it can withstand the extra use.
And so part of the reimbursement part, now my brain's coming back on, the reimbursement part is, let's say you have a 12-inch pipe that has X capacity, and the current users without growth are only using Y. And so you have excess capacity. You can use system development charges to reimburse,
right,
basically the current people, because we built for the growth that we didn't know was coming yet.
Right.
Yeah, I believe we, in the old master plan, we did have the reimbursement, because I know some of these projects we dug into, right, and it was, it's a small percentage, it's 6%, 20%.
But you oversize, you have greater capacity, you know, for example, for exactly the number of people that are in Westland right now, is the Bolton is working to be as big as it is. And the current people paid for that, so the new people coming in that will utilize it, part of their SDCs can reimburse that.
So I can definitely see where they're at this time next meeting, when we're, if that's something the board would like. I mean, it'd be good to have an update, even if it's part of its SDCs 101, that would be helpful.
Sure. Well, and I guess I look at, you know, I guess we use our advisory boards to make recommendations. So when we go to the board or the commission, the commission in this instance, you know, you're bringing the citizen advisory group support of it. And so if there is something that needs to go to the commissioners that we're supportive of, I know that can be helpful in terms of because it is a political kind of where it lands sometimes isn't necessarily always in alignment with what's recommended by the, you know, the FCS group. So I just want to make sure that we can support, you know, support the utility part of Westland to bring things forward in that manner.
Sure. All right. Anything else on the master plan?
Not that I can think of.
All right, you want to jump to the next update on the water line? So basically, the I don't have dates, but the bridge project's way behind schedule. The initial shutdown, we were going to be off peak, so that pulling water from Lake Oswego wasn't going to be a big deal. The way the schedule's looking now, it's going to be a into fall winter of next year, or we have that water line on the bridge taken down, and they're looking at possibly, I think the contract specs are for a 5-month window. So if that was fall winter, it wouldn't be a big deal. South Fork's not super excited about the idea of the lost revenue, but we're doing everything we can to work with them and speed things up. But there's not a lot we can do, unfortunately. Currently, they're working to try to figure out solutions. There's some conflicts around here 13 and 14, which is the southbound off ramp near the roundabout. So they're MoDOT's working with Keyway to try to come up with a solution how to one, maintain, protect in place the existing water line, which is difficult, and then come up with a either protect in place or lay another parallel line. So lots of discussion on that. Keyway doesn't do anything for free. So.
So is there going to be an increase in the cost? I mean, I know the contractor doing it. I know they already have their costs. So.
We don't. I haven't seen any of that. It's been a while. But yeah. So that's kind of the latest on the water line. So with that, just as a water treatment plant over in Oregon City, yep. There's a 24-inch line under the bridge, the 205 bridge, the big green one there. Yeah. All the cranes are. And so when they separate that, our water line has to take it out of service. There's a bigger one going to be installed, just in a different manner.
Okay.
So our redundant supply is from Lake Oswego Tiger, just on the north end of town by Mapleton. In Springs, there's a pump station. And our IGA with them is we can pull 2 million gallons.
I think that's
true. Yeah. And so, which that's fine in the off-peak season, but days like today were maxed out at probably 7 or 8.
And we also had to update the intergovernmental agreement to be a more extended period of time.
Yeah.
Because the original IGA was for a limited amount of time.
For emergency.
Emergency use. Sure. And I was like, well, this is kind of an emergency because we won't have water, but it's going to be for up to 5 months.
Okay.
Any Other comments, questions on that one?
No, I guess I can just speak about cost. We have not, so they're also building a sewer force main across the bridge for us as Water Environment Services. And we had a cost impact, but it was a change condition. They found some underground storage tanks in our way. That's the only change that we've been approached about. The actual cost of the line itself, they've not indicated any cost change to us based on when the bids came in. So, yeah, I don't think they're asking for cost increases that I've been aware of.
Yeah.
So, for what that's worth, I don't know how solid that information is, but they haven't approached us.
Yeah. Jeff, in that meeting that we were at over in Oregon City, was there anything else? I mean, it was kind of, we're just waiting to hear, right? We're going to meet again in the fall and have another update on the schedule, but that is what we discussed, right? The latest yep. schedule was going to be fall of next year into the winter, correct?
Yeah, that's the latest. I think they're, my experience with ODOT on this particular project is as soon as you get a schedule, it's already out of date, so to speak. They're updating it constantly. And so they're always looking for ways to make up time, but they are significantly behind. I will say it that way.
Yeah. I think, didn't we hear they're a year behind already?
That's nothing been published proper, but yes, that's a pretty good approximation.
Yeah. John, do you have a?
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. I just want to be clear about this. So the water line, we won't be getting Westland, the redundant line from Westland, I'm sorry, Lake Oswego, until fall, winter of 2025. Is that what I just heard correctly?
Yeah. That we won't be. Needing
so we won't. So we're not going to be getting water from Lake Oswego until 2025, fall, winter, 2025. Is that correct?
Correct for the bridge shutdown.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's when the line that we have now will no longer function. At some point, it'll be disassembled or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, hey, just another quick question. Who was the person back there who was from Environmental Service? Well, I didn't get your name.
Back here, that's Councilor Bright.
Councilor Bright?
Yeah, Bright, B-R-Y-C-K.
Oh, White. I'm sorry, the audio is not good.
He's on.
Councilor White?
Right.
I'll put it in the chat.
Okay.
I know how to chat.
Okay, we don't want to get bogged down here in this, okay?
Technology.
You're
lost.
I didn't even push anything in it.
Okay, hey, that's okay. I'll see it in the notes, okay?
Get bigger.
Yeah, I was going to say, I click there again. Yeah, there we go.
All right. We're back. All right, what else? Do you want me to keep going, Jeff?
That'd be great.
I think the
last one is capital project updates, the 2024 waterline design contract.
Yeah, so we issued a contract award this last month with Consor to do some main replacement design for about 7,200 feet of distribution line. And that's underway. We're doing conducting survey right now. And this is a kind of a yearly, typical yearly project. In the past, we've done this in-house, but with staff turnover and kind of our bandwidth that we could handle with other projects, right now we put this one out, an RFP to get some consultant services. And so hopefully, good luck with Consular in the past. So hopefully they can kick something back to us pretty quick. And I think we're talking construction. So bid it in the fall and then do something in the winter. So that's that. I've got a list of streets if anybody's interested in detail on where those projects will be.
Are they contiguous or is it just various little?
It's various. Okay. Upper Mid Hill, doing some work down in Robinwood. Just above Highway 43, so kind of in the Merrillhurst area, Arbor, Mid Hill 43. Hidden Springs, we're doing some work right at Santa Anita. There's a cross country line that goes down through a creek behind some apartments we're trying to get rid of. Santa Anita, Reed Street over here back of Sunset, there's a 1-inch galvanized line that serves half a dozen homes. So we're going to upgrade that and then loop it back to Parker on Sunset, Dollar and Osman on Dollar, where the school, they stop. There's a short piece that would extend to Osman, so we're going to finish that. That would have been above and beyond what they needed to do for their frontage. So we're thinking that. I just want to be clear that they didn't quit early. We couldn't ask for them to extend that.
It's going to help like looping.
Yeah. Well, it's a 6-inch cast iron line. So we're going to finish, connect to their gate. And then Willamette Falls Drive, there's a chunk. 4-inch that's master plan called to is 12. So we're going to install that ahead of what would be continuation of that road improvements that we're working on down at Fields Bridge Park. So the goal with these water lines is to be working a year ahead of our paving projects so that we're not paving over substandard water lines. But yeah, it's kind of where we're at.
Eric, how does this project, the projects you have, I'm assuming they're also identified as part of the master plan. I guess, how did these projects specifically get identified and prioritized? Is it driven by road work or is it driven by the master plan?
It's mainly road work.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, we're that Upper Mid Hill, Merrillhurst area, there's been a long standing subdivision that's taken years to finish and we're trying to get it closed out and then we would pave a bunch of those streets. But we've been waiting until they were completed, which they're basically not doing any work. We're just trying to get the paperwork and the plat recorded and so on. But in order to pave those streets, we need to upgrade some of these water lines. And so that's really, if we refer to the old master plan on, like I said, on Wild Falls Drive, it called for a 12-inch. So we'll refer to that for sizing and so forth. Mm-hmm. That cross-country line, that I mentioned on Hidden Springs and San Anita, we refer, we'll have Consul run the model if certain areas, examples like this, we'll see if we can, if we abandon it, you know, can the system maintain volume and pressure about it, you know, it's maybe it's a redundant line that we don't necessarily need for looping. So things like that we'll refer back to Consul. But yeah, it's unfortunately it's the water lines are really driving the road program. Is that right? Other way. Sorry. That's all I got on the capital.
And then just rough schedule of that, just out of curiosity. So you're getting under contract to do design, anticipate that work being constructed next summer kind of thing?
No, we hope to bid it out this fall and winter and then be going in the spring.
Okay.
And maybe late winter, early spring. Yeah. Anything else to discuss? That's all I had on the capital. It's like board discussion announcements.
John, did you have a question? Did you have something?
Okay, just a quick question. You talked about a parallel line on the I-205 bridge, a new parallel line. Does that mean there's going to be two water mains basically going across the new, you know,
no,
the I-205 bridge or what?
The old one will go away and they'll install a new one in a different location.
So that'll be replaced. And will there be another line put on as well as a backup or redundancy?
No. It's bigger than the existing one.
Okay.
It's a 30 instead of a 24, but there won't be a redundant line.
And so the redundant line will be like Oswego Tiger, basically, right?
Yeah.
Still. And how long does that IGA continue to? Does that go up until like 2039 or something like that, or what?
I don't know if it has an end date on it. I don't remember either.
Okay.
Good question.
I thought there was an IGA about that. Anyway, hey, that's neither. I just wanted to know. I thought you said a parallel line, and I didn't understand. I thought there were two lines, basically, you know, cyber. So, all right.
Anything else? I guess what would. I've jotted down a couple of things for next meeting for agenda items. Is there anything else that you all would want to discuss or talk about?
So Eric, I guess the things that I heard were the kind of the capital side of the facility plan, the prioritization piece you had mentioned. SDC and anything, you know, kind of some information on how the advisory committee can help or be involved in the SDC, whether it's approval, review, or development discussion. Those were the two that I had in my notes.
That sounds good.
And then I guess, you know, broad picture, is there any, I guess I'll ask you, Eric, and maybe it's something maybe you and I can get together between now and the next meeting and have a conversation just about, you know, what other ways can we help? You know, I know helped to be a an advocate for the utility, for our local utility. What can we do to help the city and provide input? And so touch points and input are things that I think about, and how can we give support?
Is that a future agenda, or would you just?
I think maybe you and I can just have a call between now and next, and then maybe you and I can develop some ideas or thoughts and come back to this group and say what's of interest to this group, kind of, you know, what topics might be of interest.
Yep.
One of the things I found fascinating in the facility plan presentation or the master plan presentation was just how our system operates. Where do our reservoir, you know, just the basics of our water system holistically. I had a much better understanding after that. And so what other kinds of things like that could we learn as an organization that then we can share with folks around? But because I think that's helpful as well to understand, you know, that reservoir right up next to my house, that's actually not where my water comes from. I mean, it's all tied together, but my pressure comes from up the hill, right? Those are the types of things that, you know, I just think are interesting. And maybe it's just because I'm geeky like that or nerdy like that. But I think, you know, the more we understand as a group, the more we can be an advocate out in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll throw a calendar. You and I can figure some time out in the next month or so to just maybe go grab some lunch or something like that and talk about ideas and thoughts.
Yeah, sounds good.
And so I guess if anybody has ideas, send them my way, and I'll work with Eric to get maybe a few months agenda planned out here, or a few meeting agenda planned out, so we can have kind of some things to look forward to as a group.
Okay.
Sounds great.
It looks like the next meeting is the 9th of September.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll work for everybody. Oops.
All right, last call for any questions, comments, concerns.
Just a quick question, that it September 9th is a Monday, or think it was on a Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay, so it should be September 10th.
Good catch. Nice.
Perfect.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Excellent.
Awesome. And I guess I'll just say I thank everybody for, you know, giving up your free time and your evenings to come out and be a part of this group. I think it's always good as a utility has a citizens group to help, you know, watch and make sure things are going well. And so yeah, I appreciate everybody's time here tonight.
Yeah. Thank you.
Nice yeah, thank you. And that was Councillor Bright, right?
Bright.
Oh, thank you. Right, right. Okay.
All right. She's one of the people we're advising.
Sure. All right.
Excellent. Thanks, everybody. Bye.